Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in the house. This is God's word for today. We're reading from the book of Jonah in the fourth chapter, beginning in verse 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish. For I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then said the Lord, doest thou well to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, where there made him a booth and sat under it in the shade, in the shadow, till he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head, to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. But God prepared a worm when the morning rose that the next day, and it smote the ground that it withered. And it came to pass when the sun did arise that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted and wished in himself to die, and said, it is better for me to die than to live. And God said unto Jonah, doest thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. Then said the Lord, thou hast had pity on the gourd, for which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between the right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? Selfishness can produce an unhealthy and harmful attitude. From this divine demonstration of compassion, let us learn that the most effective way to perform the task set before us is to simply follow the instructions. And let's be prudent enough to follow God's instructions, learn from the Word of God by the directions of God's Spirit. So this helps us again, provides us wisdom. Then when God charges us to do something, it would behoove us to do what God has said to do, that we'll have a good end. So we learn from this as well, that God has given us instruction in His scripture to come out of darkness into the light of the knowledge of the gospel. God has provided us salvation by giving His only begotten Son to lay down His life. But yet men still reject that instruction. They still don't believe it, or they just don't believe it. But it's still the fact. And when the penalty comes to be paid for denying the truth, as it did with Jonah, he had to pay a heavy price. And so God said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So when we rebel against God and go against Him, like Jonah did, then there's a price to be paid. Life is not easy for any of us. But what of that? We must have perseverance and above all, confidence in ourselves. We must believe that we are gifted for something and that this thing must be attained. Marie Curie. Love God, love others, and love yourself again today. Let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, as again this morning we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness, for your mercy, for your love and kindness, Lord. And we ask you again today, please forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word and deed or in thought. God, that as we continue to embark upon this day to perform the tasks you've set before us, God, that you would take pleasure in allowing love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives with healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation. So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your kindness. God, thank you for choosing us. God, certainly according to your word, it's not that we chose you, you chose us. Thank you, God, for allowing us the opportunity to be where we are with the indwelling of your spirit, because the scripture teaches us that no man come to you except you draw him. And we thank you for that. Thank you for the understanding of that. Thank you, God, hallelujah, for putting someone in our lives that had the understanding by the baptism of the Holy Ghost that brings clarity and understanding to your instruction, that we too now have that indwelling spirit, God. You're the Christ of God that lives on the inside of us. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. We give you honor. We give you glory, because this is something only you can do. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. We give you praise and honor. The enemy can imitate, and he's good at a lot of things that he does, God, but he's just not God. He's just not you, because you're God and you're God alone. And it's you that have made us, and not we ourselves, nor did Satan. God, and so we give you gratitude. We give you glory. We give you honor. We worship you. We bow before you, God. We extol your name. We lift up the name Jesus, God, because of the love that you have shown humanity. God, and so help us to help others to understand what you've allowed us to understand, that they can come out of that darkness they're in into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they don't have to allow Satan to manipulate their minds and keep them in darkness, so that when the Lord Jesus Christ comes to get the righteous, they won't be able to hear him without the indwelling of your spirit. God, so we thank you, we praise you, and we honor God, because you certainly provided the way. You provided the means for the way. And you let us know that you're on our side, never to leave us nor forsake us. You've let us know in your word that since you're for us, then who can be against us? You've let us know in your word, with you on our side, you're more than the whole world against us. So with all of these promises, God, and you certainly keep your promise, God, that we, if we just hold fast and endure, God, the affliction that comes, God, and we said, let us know through your word that afflictions have been appointed unto us, God. And so we know that if we just hold fast and know that you keep your promise as you kept your promise, you promised to heal, deliver, prosper, and save your people, and you've done that, you're doing that, and you'll continue to do that until the Lord Jesus come to get the righteous. So help us to help others to see, God, that we were just like them. We didn't know, and we didn't know that we didn't know, because we were so caught up in what we did know, we wouldn't take the time to learn what we needed to know. Just as the Apostle Paul, he was very learned in the letter, in the word, God, in the Mosaic law, but he missed the fact that the word said that you would send the Messiah, you would send a comforter, you would send God, and he just didn't understand that, and so he persecuted the church. He even killed people and locked up people and had people beaten because they were going against his religion. He just didn't know that all that the law pointed to, all the prophets pointed to, was the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He didn't get it until God, you knocked him to the ground and then sent him to the preacher. You sent him to Ananias on Straight Street in Damascus, and he helped him to understand. And the Bible lets us know that 3 years later, he went to Jerusalem and he met with the Apostle Peter and let him know that God had made him an apostle to the Gentiles, just like he'd made him an apostle to the Jews. And he let Peter even know that what you were teaching and what you were doing, some of the actions that you've taken, is not according to the instruction of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because you act this way with these people when you're amongst them, and then when you get back around your people, you act differently. That's being hypocritical. God, hallelujah. And we know today, God, that just like you changed Paul and you made him as firm, as dogmatic as he was, God, that we can be just as sure, God, we can be just as effective, God, as he was today, hallelujah, in just living the word, trusting your word. When they beat Paul, he didn't stop preaching and teaching the gospel. When they locked him up, he didn't stop preaching and teaching the gospel. They talked about him. He didn't stop preaching and teaching the gospel, just like the apostles did. Hallelujah. Even with them, Jesus was with them. Hallelujah. And they even said, when Jesus asked them, who do the men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They even said that they called him one of the prophets, and they didn't even know. And so today, without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, people still don't really know who he is, God. They just know of him. And so help us, God, to help others. Open doors of opportunity for us and word our mouths that we might share the gospel of Jesus Christ with people that don't know and don't know that they don't know that they can come out of that lack of understanding and come into the clarity of the gospel that they too can become demonstrators of the gospel, and particularly for our preachers, because you said that you would give your people pastors after your own heart that would feed the people with knowledge and understanding. God, and we know, God, within dwelling of your spirit, God, we have been empowered, hallelujah, to resist the devil and make him flee. We have power over all the power of the enemy, hallelujah. And we know, God, if the preachers and the pastors preach and teach the gospel and demonstrate the gospel as it should be, God, that we will be able to help people to see the truth. Because when we share them our testimony that we too were in darkness and we didn't know we were in darkness because everybody around us was in darkness. God, hallelujah. But you allowed somebody into our life, hallelujah, and many. God, just like Nicodemus went, they went and got with somebody that really understood. So many have gone by themselves and privately to try to seek out the truth. And when they heard the truth and they realized the truth and they were still in ignorance, they turned and began to seek you, and you saved them, baptizing them with the Holy Ghost. God, and we are asking you today to continue to move in the same fashion with people everywhere as you allow us into their lives. God, and this is why, again, I'm asking you, God, with the preachers, as you allow us into the lives of other people, God, as we preach and teach and demonstrate this gospel, we do it without fear, favoritism, or compromise. God, but we do it with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence. God, with demonstration that the people, hallelujah, will look and see. They will see us doing what we are teaching and preaching. Not that we are telling them what they ought to do, and then we do what we please like so many do, God. Because when we look around us, Lord, we see the corruption in the church. We see the corruption, God, in the civil government, Lord God, and these political leaders and spiritual leaders alike. It's all because of money. It's all because of the lust of the flesh. God, but we know, hallelujah, that you put your son in the earth, and people were after the lust of the money and the flesh then, but he stood against it, and he got some to believe and trust him, and they stood against it, God, and they just like you let them kill Jesus, but they didn't know that they were magnifying him. With the apostles, hallelujah, they let it know that men and women that was born to men and women like we are, God, hallelujah, that they could be so, God, convicted and convinced and committed to the gospel that they chose to let their lives be taken from them before they gave up on the teaching and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, because they believed what the gospel said, that a man born again will be caught up and meet the Lord in the air when he come to get them, and he will take them, and they shall forever be with the Lord. Their hope, God, let us have that hope. Help us to teach and to preach and to demonstrate the gospel as pastors, God, to help people to understand that they can commit to you with their whole heart, that you will even restore to them things that they lost, that they could have had, many things that they've lost. Some lost their livelihood, some lost, God, their means of taking care of their families, God, because of rebellion and disrespect. Some lost it because the people that they worked for disrespected you. God, hallelujah. But when those that seek you in sincerity and in truth, God, when they come, God, hallelujah, and they're crying out, Lord, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, God, and restore my life, my livelihood, restore my self-sufficiency, restore my financial independence. And you're going to move by your spirit, God, and you're going to grant that restoration. God, you're going to repair the breaches in their lives, God, and they're going to move forward testifying. Don't give up on God no matter how low you go. He's always right there with you. And when at his discretion, he will raise you up. He will bring you out even from the dunghill. He'll bring you back up and elevate you and put you in a good, comfortable place. Hallelujah. And God, and we thank you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we'll be in places in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, that the devil can't be. God, and we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you for it, God. And as the preaching and the teaching of the gospel is done, people's faith is increased in each individual, Lord, that even when afflictions come upon them and they might be hospitalized, God, hallelujah, there might be some that they have to convalesce. They have to be wait in a rehabilitation center for a while. God, and others just are at home. God, but when they don't let their faith waver in you and their family members and the people around them, keep praying with them and keep crying out to you. And even the medical professionals hear the people praying and crying out to you in spite of what they're saying. And when the medical professionals even hear the people praying and saying, Lord, use these doctors, use these nurses, God, to heal my loved one. Hallelujah. That cause the nurses and the doctors to understand that they are doing what they do because of the ability that you allow them to have. That if you desire that they not have it, it would be gone in a moment. God, but we thank you, we praise you, God, and they'll get back on their feet. And they'll begin to testify that the Lord healed my body. The Lord got me out of that sick bed. And I got to go and tell it. I got to get to the church. I got to tell it. Hallelujah. I got to get on and tell my friends what the Lord has done for me. Hallelujah. I got to let them say, come and look at me. I'm walking and I'm getting about on my own. I'm going back to cooking for myself. I'm going back to taking my walks. God, hallelujah. And people will be pricked in their hearts. And they will begin to seek you in sincerity and in truth. And at your discretion, you will save them too from this underworld generation. Just like God, people are allowing their feelings, their emotion to control their decision making. And they're making decisions, God, while they're angry, while they're hurt, while they're disappointed, while they're upset, while they're being fed information by non-believers. They're being fed information by sometimes their family members and relatives and co-workers and classmates and God and community, neighborhood friends and people that don't know you in the parting of the sin. They just don't know you. And they're continuing to feed this knowledge, this information to the people. But those that have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God, I pray, hallelujah, even if they slipped or when they slipped, and made a bad decision based on poor information, based on information provided by Satan. God, hallelujah. And they realize that they're drifting back into the darkness that they acknowledge the fact that you got them out of. They'll begin to cry out to you, God, right in the presence of the people around them. Lord, please forgive me. I failed you because I made a decision. God, hallelujah, in my flesh, I made a decision while I was angry, while I was upset. I made my decision, God, when it comes to you by information provided by people that don't know you in the pardoning of their sin. Hallelujah. And God, please forgive me and heal my body, God, and restore my mind. Get me back in the right place in life that the repentance, my restoration, my reaffirmation will cause them to see that you're real, that they will turn and seek you to come out of the darkness that they're in into this light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, and when you hear that sincere, dedicated, committed, genuine, authentic cry, you're going to move at your discretion and refresh them and get them back on the right path in life. And for that, we thank you. We give you praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. God, and because in many homes, as I ask you every day and I say every day, God, because it's a reality every day. In some homes, they're just arguing and just the devil has set up workshop in his home. Husbands and wives just can't get along. They're fussing and arguing about one thing or another all the time. And they do it right in front of the children. and the children, God, hallelujah, they grow up and they believe that when differences come that they argue and fuss and call each other derogatory names and just get loud and slam doors and jump in the car and taking off, and the children see these things and they have no alternative by learning that than to replicate it. They'll do exactly what they saw, and they will act, and they'll get out. This is why, God, we are finding children today. They're taking guns and taking them to school because they've learned that shoot them and cut them and kill them and stop them, and because they learn it primarily from their families, or they learn it from children in the neighborhoods that don't have people that reverence you. And the children and the parents, God, they're just in that mindset because Satan has just enveloped them in his mindset, in his favor. But God, I'm asking you in Jesus' name, hallelujah, right now, that in any home, in every home where prayer, when people begin to realize, hallelujah, that if they pray in their home, there's a possibility that they can change things. If they read the Bible in their homes more frequently, there's a chance that they can change things. And when you see them commit to it, and then one will do it, and then two will do it, and then after a while, the family will commit to it, and they'll go from 10 minutes to 15 minutes to 20 minutes to an hour. God, hallelujah, get devoting time to you in prayer and the reading of your word. And the more they do it, the more committed they become, the more peace they find in the home. Love returns. The fighting and the fussing dissipates. It goes away. Hallelujah. And they get to the church house and they can pray with the other saints. They can seek you in sincerity and in the truth. They can seek you by understanding and getting the clarity of the gospel from the pastor, God, hallelujah, because you said your pastor would feed the people with knowledge and understanding, and they'll get there and you'll save them all, baptize them all with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. God, and so we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you for it. Thank you for every home that come away from that darkness into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you, God, and we pray, God, for those that have lost loved ones and they, some had not come to the knowledge of the truth of the baptism of the Holy Ghost and to receive it. Some, God, had, but they still, God, got to that place that the loss of their loved one was so heavy on them that they struggled to pull themselves together, to get up. And while they're struggling and they're hurting and they're in pain, the devil will tell them, you know, just be mad with God because he took them. God, but we are praying and we're believing and trusting you that with the right instruction, people won't charge you guilty, God, of just deliberately hurting them. God, but there's purpose for what you do, and they're going to look to you. They're going to pray to you. They're going to cry out to you. God, they're going to continue to uplift your name and praise you, and you're going to strengthen them and comfort them and console them, God, that they're going to live their lives in such a fashion to give you joy, that you're going to continue to help them to help others to come out of that darkness, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord. So again, this morning, God, and right now, hallelujah, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, God. I shout hallelujah, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, God, hallelujah to you, God. I'm giving you the highest praise, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I praise you right now, hallelujah, because there's some that might hear this, God, hallelujah, through the internet somehow, God, and they're at a place that they can't clap their hands and say hallelujah in their workplaces, God. And I say it for them. Hallelujah. I say thank you, God, for them. I say thank you, God, with them. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for life. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for salvation. Thank you, God, hallelujah, for restoration. Thank you, God, hallelujah, for healing. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. And I'm asking you again, as I ask you every day, God, people that hear this truth and they wouldn't allow themselves to come out of that darkness they're in because of people around them, God, but when you allowed us into their life and we begin to share and to let them see and to do just like the Apostle Paul, he was as ignorant and didn't know, and we tell them we were ignorant and didn't know either. But you stepped into our lives, hallelujah, by somebody that had the baptism of your spirit that helped them to understand the knowledge of the gospel, that they can shine the light of that knowledge in the light of people around them. And so when we do it for them, they're going to do it for others. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy. Thank you for salvation. God, thank you for strength and comfort and consolation. Thank you for restoration, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for reaffirmation, God. Thank you for refreshing from your presence. Thank you for healing, God. In the name of Jesus the Christ, that we can be who you would have us to be. Hallelujah, God. And as corrupt as our government officials are, we pray, God, that you would captivate their minds and turn their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, that they could do better about people that are not as affluent as they are, people that don't have the riches and the wealth like them. God, hallelujah, they ignore them and they don't want to give them, God, hallelujah, what they could give them and still be wealthy. But God, we know, hallelujah, that the word teaches us the unjust has laid it up, but the just shall put it on. So we believe you for it, God, and as we believe that, we don't live our lives just waiting for something to happen to them to try to get what they have. But we live our lives to show you thank you for saving us from that darkness. We're going to live our lives to let you see we are grateful for coming out of darkness into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, we praise you, God, and we want to everyone that seek you in sincerity and in truth, asking you to save them from this underworld generation, God, we're believing and trusting that you're going to baptize them too with the Holy Ghost, that they too, God, hallelujah, will possess the power to resist the devil, to impact the people in their lives, God, hallelujah. And we know that when that the Lord Jesus descends in the cloud with power and great glory, with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel, the Bible tells us, hallelujah, that when that trump shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then those that are alive and on the earth will be caught up together to go meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. And this is my hope again today. This is my prayer. This is my desire. This is my belief. This is my conviction, God. And I believe every person everywhere, God, that have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ have the same conviction, God, and we, because we put our trust in you, God, we put our trust in the fact that you gave your son, that he laid down his life, and thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, and we thank you, Holy Father, for giving him, God, and bringing him back home with you, that then you sent back the Holy Ghost for us, that now we have the indwelling of your spirit, that we begin to do the things and we continue to do the things that he did. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you in the name of Jesus Christ. But until the day comes that he get us out of here, we know that you're going to maintain our cause. You're going to keep us enveloped in your favor. Even though the enemy is on the prowl continually, seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, God, but he won't be able to get us because, God, hallelujah, as it was with Job when you said the devil said you must have him hid somewhere. God, and so you'll keep us in your pavilion. You'll keep us in your love. You'll keep us in your favor. God, hallelujah, until the day that the Lord come to get us. And for those, God, hallelujah, that you're going to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your namesake, that we're not going to allow some new philosophy or doctrine that has infiltrated Christianity to turn us away from the truth, however popular it might get. We know, God, already that not that many people are going to be saved when it compares to the whole of humanity. God, but we want to be a part of that number. And we know that in order to be a part of that number, we have to have the indwelling of your spirit. We have to have God be in glory with you. Hallelujah. To be saved. Hallelujah. So we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. God, with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you're going to get us out of here. Bring us home to be in glory with you. This is our prayer and our hope. And we know, God, you're going to continue to strengthen us, God, to do what you need us, you charge us to do and to be, God, according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. And we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. And we believe, God, your word for what it is because it comes from you. In the name of Jesus the Christ, again today, this is my prayer, this is my hope, this is my conviction, and I know, God, that everywhere people believe you in like fashion. In the name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord, we believe that we're going to have what we ask because we do ask it in Jesus' name, and we do believe it so. Amen and thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. People of God, remember, things are not as bad as they seem. Nothing can happen to you that God and you can't handle. And you keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. And I bid you again today, you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.